Opinions expressed on this podcast are those of my guests or mine and do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Rosa T. Beard, the Beard family, our respective employers, organizations, committees, other groups, or individuals. Welcome to the Telling Her Story podcast. I am your host, Jennifer Lynn. And in this monthly podcast, I am taking you all with me on a journey of discovery to learn more about the life and legacy of my grandmother, Mrs. Rosa T. Beard, who was a pillar in her community and a part of Black history. We will be visiting with those who knew her in her many different roles to hear how her story influenced their stories. This is going to be good, y'all. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. In this episode of the Telling Her Story podcast, we have the pleasure of speaking with Miss Celeste Corbett, another former debutante of the Rosa T. Beard Debutante Club. Celeste is a college student at the University of West Georgia pursuing her degree online in mathematics with a concentration in statistics. She was born in Dothan, Alabama, and raised in Augusta, Georgia, where she graduated from John S. Davison Fine Arts Magnet School and Youth Leadership Augusta. Her senior year, she served as the president of the math team, the vice president of her 2020 class, and as the president of the Rosa T. Beard Debutante Club. In her endeavors, she graduated with 8 cords, a 3.8 GPA, and won the title of Miss Cotillion, as well as receiving the Founders Award. Her passions are dance, piano, and spreading knowledge and love to those around her. While in school, she works at Cutnote Dance Center and Burlington and continues to grow by not limiting her opportunities. Ultimately, she hopes to empower the youth of her community for the betterment of this world. Celeste, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us to share your experience as a recent debutante in the Rosa T. Beard Debutante Club. So to begin, how did you first learn about the Rosa T. Beard Debutante Club?
Well, more for me, it was more of like a legacy thing. My mother was a debutante, and both of my aunts were debutantes. So I kind of grew up with that being something I was looking forward to. My mother, she always spoke highly of the club. So it was something that I was always like excited to do. So when I got the opportunity, you know, I just kind of jumped on it.
That's awesome that it was, you know, it's such a part of your family kind of history and your own legacy.
Yes, ma'am.
I did not realize both your mom and your aunts had been presented. So that is awesome. And I'm glad to see that tradition continuing on. Like, that's the blessing of the, you know, the fact that the Debutante Club has lasted over so many decades.
I know. Yes.
We're starting to see these, you know, generations of people cycling through and girls coming through and then their daughters being presented. And so that is phenomenal. So what year were you presented as a debutante?
I was presented the year of 2020.
And so just in thinking about that, you're the most recent deb that I have actually, you know, spoken to on the show. And, you know, some people may say that, you know, debutante clubs are a thing of the past. And so other than the family legacy, kind of what made you want to be a part of the Rosa T. Beard Debutante Club?
Really and truly, because it's something much greater than myself. It's a sisterhood. And there were two reasons mainly that I found that very important. Number one, because it introduced me to young ladies in my same position, in my same circumstance, or at least similar to my circumstance, being African-American, being a woman, and growing up in the same city, just you're surrounded with people with similar experiences, and then you're being led by African-American women who grew up in this city and have had even, you know, more intense experiences than myself. So just being able to be introduced to new young ladies that are in the same circumstance, that was the first reason. The second reason that I really, really wanted to join is just because I feel like it was a chance for me to have something to myself. I went to Davison Fine Arts Magnet School, and there everything is so competitive and so I got to get this, I got to get that. And I just felt like the Rosa T. Beard Debutante Club would be an outlet for me to be who I was truly. And just, you know, give me that space. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes being young and a young lady, you're held to such a standard around certain people that it makes it hard for you to really become who you are in yourself. And I felt like the debutante, the Road to TBR debutante club, was an awesome opportunity for me to step into myself personally. So those were my main two reasons outside of the legacy for joining the Road to TBR debutante club.
That is phenomenal. And so just to kind of piggyback on that, what you said, so what are some of the things that you feel like you learned about yourself through the process of being in the club?
I would say the very first thing I learned about myself was that I hold a lot more influence than I ever really recognized. My first year there, my junior year in being a part of the club, I was not very outgoing. I would say, I wouldn't say not outgoing, but I was just not the one to always talk to everybody. You know, I might speak here and there. I was cordial, nice, kind, but I was just not that person who was, you know, always talking. I wasn't very popular, mm-hmm. but I found out that people are always watching. People are always intrigued by what you are doing, regardless of the conversation, regardless of the interaction. And I really found out about myself that I am someone that people can look up to. I used to always doubt that for some reason. That really? Used to be always some, yes, yes. Believe it or not, that used to be something that I used to question, like, can I be someone that someone else looks to? And I think that really taught, I really learned that about myself in the Rosa T. Beard Debutante Club, because I was surprised when I was even nominated to be the president the following year. That just really kind of, you know, it was a surprise for me. So it kind of boosted my confidence, I guess you could say. And I just felt a new sense of personal growth as far on that level, as far as relationships with others and how togetherness can be so much stronger, and not necessarily through physical or, you know, actual tangible interaction, I guess you could say.
Yes, right. Ma'am. I love that. And that, you know, you realized your potential and you stepped into that leadership role. So what was it like being the president?
It was challenging. It was very challenging.
I can imagine. That's
the first thing that I realized the very next day after I found out that I was going to be the president. It hit me just instantly. I woke up one morning and I realized the magnitude of that position, that, you know, having to be able, you know, being able to lead a huge group of young ladies on this journey, mm-hmm. something that would impact them for the rest of their lives, whether they even knew it or not. So I believe it was a challenge for me in the sense that it was something I had never done. Having that kind of responsibility, but it was also exciting because I knew that I could share my wisdom. I could share my own experiences, and then I could do the best that I could to help them as well as we move along together, because that was my entire point in my presidency, to always make sure that we move together. And that, you know, as we go through this sisterhood, this journey, this transition into being women of society, that you are not alone, that you are not the only one experiencing whatever you are. And if I have not already experienced it, I'm sure someone else has, and we can find a way for you to make it through. So that's it really taught me about how to cultivate and how to take advantage of a sisterhood, how to take advantage of togetherness. That's what that whole experience really taught me, the strength and the importance of being together, being individually together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what really inspired me in the debutante club in that presidency position, because that was just something that transformed me altogether, even now.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And I'm sure the skills that you learn from, you know, that year as president, that's going to carry you so far, and you're going to take that into other opportunities and other settings. And so I'm excited to see kind of how you build on that and how you grow now that you've had that experience. So thinking back over kind of the 2 years that you were involved in the club, and, you know, especially as you were president, and I'm sure you were involved in kind of the planning of some of these, what types of activities were you all involved in? Like, what were kind of some of the things that you all did as a sisterhood?
So we did a lot of community service, like going to different little organizations and volunteering. We also did a lot of walks together. So like the breast cancer walk, and then just smaller volunteering opportunities at Payne College, different things like that. However, I did, our plans did get cut short because of COVID-19. So we didn't get to do everything we wanted to, but of course we did the toy drive, James Brown toy drive for Christmas. And just a lot of opportunities like that, that really are like bonding moments that really, you know, just give you a chance to see everybody in a different light, I guess, and giving back to our community. And then we also, of course, had our fun moments where we went out to like escape rooms, or if we wanted to go, you know, just fun things like that as well. That's mostly where our time was spent as far as outside of our club meetings. Yes, ma'am.
And so you touched on kind of where I wanted to go next about the pandemic. I mean, you know, this is a once in, you know, 100-year kind of thing that we're going through. And, you know, the last couple of years of high school are such a formidable time for most people. And so what was that like, being a high school senior and a debutante during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Oh, man, that was... That was something. It just, it really turned my life upside down, I could say. First, in the sense that a big milestone in my life would be completely interrupted, and taken away from me. When I found out that we were not going to be walking across the stage, I was crushed, to be quite honest with you. I was really crushed, because that's something that you worked so hard for. That you worked so hard for. I busted my butt. I was the president of my math team, vice president of my class, president of Rosa T. Beard every time. So I was just so excited. And then to have that come in and just stop everything, literally stop you dead in your tracks. It was just kind of like a reset for me, and a very hard reset. So I really just didn't know how to process it in the beginning. I was questioning a lot of things, if I should finish, if I should push through. And I had to, because I was raised to where whatever you start, you have to finish. And I couldn't give up on anyone else, because they don't deserve that. And I can't give up on myself. So although it was hard and I had to reset, I just had to keep going. I had to keep pushing. And a big part of that journey was, of course, God, first and foremost, as well as my mother and everyone else around me. Reverend Beard, she was a big support system for me. And it was very hard, I can say, just to have all of those things kind of be tossed up just suddenly.
Exactly. And, you know, and it was something, you know, no one could have anticipated or planned for. But, you know, so one of the things, and then I'm going to come back to something that you said, it's very impressive that you were voted, you know, to be not only the 2020 Miss Cotillion, but to also receive the Founders Award. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so what are the qualities of young ladies who receive each of these awards? Like, what do they represent, or what do the women who get the awards, what do you embody?
They really just embody what the club embodies, honestly, to be completely honest with you. A young lady who is not only devoted to herself, but to others, and the service of what it means to be a Black woman in America, or in this world, period. Also, of poise, of respect, of dignity and integrity. Someone who does not let their own personal feelings, emotions dictate the way they, you know, put themselves in society. And I think that was just one of the true things that really the COVID really kind of revealed, is who's going to stick here and stick, you know, stay here and stick it through. So I think those two awards, they really, the ladies who received them, they really embody that dedication, that I really want to do this. I'm really going to push through and make it. I want to become a young woman. I want to be presented. I want to make this transition, not only with myself, but with others. And in this process, I want to grow. So the young ladies who receive those awards, they are beyond beautiful. The past young ladies as well, just amazing. And I'm really thankful that I had the chance to receive both of those awards. I was very blessed, very surprised, just grateful. And it made the process off more worth it. So yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. And to hear you say that, so one of the things that I wanted to go back to say, but I wanted to kind of hear your input on it first is, you know, the fact that when you were saying you were raised to, like, when you start something, you finish it and you push through and you do it with excellence. And that is the epitome of kind of what my grandmother lived by, Rosa T. Beard. And so, you know, for you to embody that and to have that just is even more fitting that you received the Founders Award, because that is what she stood for. And that is what she taught. And that is what she expected of her students and her girls in the debutante club and her children and her grandchildren. And so it was really touching to hear you say that, because that was a big part of who she was and what she believed. And so
that's amazing.
You should feel very proud and honored for all that you did accomplish. You know, I know it was probably heartbreaking having, you know, some of those major milestones, not being able to have them in the way that you would have wanted to. So, for example, being able to walk and all of that. But that does not, you know, undermine at all that you did and were able to accomplish.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And so I guess going back to kind of the future generations and, you know, as young ladies are moving forward and trying to determine for themselves, what would you tell other young women who are kind of on the fence about whether or not they should participate in a debutante club, whether it be the Rosa T. Beard debutante club or one in their area?
If to any young lady who would be hesitant about it, I would say, don't be. The main way that you can really rest your mind and heart on it is prayer. That's the only way that I can. And while I cannot say what's going on in someone else's life or what might help them, all I can say is that being a part of that club did not harm me in any way. And it is a great opportunity to grow spiritually, mentally, and in no way, I don't believe in any way being a part of the debutante club is old fashioned. Because what is old fashioned? What is outdated about communion? Mm-hmm. Being able to commune with others that are similar or and are like you, who are seeking the same thing as you. As the Lord says, when two are gathered in my name, I am there also. So now why not gather with many who are there in his name? Okay. So to any young lady who is willing to go out and join, who is even considering the fact of joining something that is bigger than themselves, a debutante club, whether it be the illustrious Rosa T. Beard debutante club or any other debutante club in the area, please do so. Do not hesitate. Consider it. It will be the best experience of your life to have that opportunity to commune with young women like yourself and have those great mentors and people above you, guides, advisors, that will just give you food for thought, pieces of advice, words of wisdom. It's nothing that you cannot benefit. It's not going to harm you. That's all I can say. And I would just encourage you to the utmost to do it. Go for it. It will only contribute to your success, your endeavors, your thought, to everything, really and truly. And I'm so grateful for that experience. I really am.
And so now, what has been your path since the debutante club in high school? So now, what have you gone on to do?
So I am currently enrolled in college at University of West Georgia. I am majoring in mathematics, minoring in business with a concentration in statistics. My hope is to become a data scientist and have my own nonprofit that gives back to the youth in my community, particularly with around the ages of 14 to 18 kind of thing. So that's what I'm working on now, really trying to embody what I want to do in my future. I'm working on my nonprofit as we speak. It has been a very long process, but wow, hopefully I can get that up and running. Yes, ma'am. And then also, I work because you got to get some coins in the bag. So I work, I go to school, and I'm currently online because I'm still not sure about the whole COVID situation. It's starting to flare back up. But that is what I'm doing now, just really trying to further my education and get where I'm trying to be. Yes, ma'am.
That is awesome. And then the fact that you're also in kind of the STEM area is also, yes, you know, a big thing that was dear to our founder's heart. You know, it's just really phenomenal to see all of the things that you're doing, that you're already, you know, working on a nonprofit and trying to build that. And so I would ask, so how did the Debutante Club kind of prepare you for kind of what you're doing now? How did your experience, either as the president or just being a member in the club, how is that influencing kind of your path now?
It really influenced my path, I would say, in not being afraid. It taught me how to not be afraid to take help. Growing up and going to a magnet school, sometimes it's shunned upon when you ask for help. And I know that sounds so bad, but it really is. So it really taught me not to be afraid to ask for help. It also really grew my spiritual connection, my relationship with the Lord. So now everything that I do, I pray about. It just really has taught me to go back, Lord, please, you know, just constantly in conversation with Him. So that has really helped as well. Something that I learned in the Debutante Club, how to do. And then also communication. Being the president of the Rosa T. Berry Debutante Club really taught me how to just come out of my shell and communicate. Constant communication is necessary in order for systems to be successful. And regardless of them being machinery or manual or whatever, communication is needed in some form or fashion, whether it be coding, which is a form of communication, whether it be talking, whether it be email, text, call. So those three things, really, my relationship with God being developed in the club, the communication, and then also not being afraid to reach out and ask for help.
Wow. You're such a phenomenal young lady.
Thank you.
And so I guess as a final question, as we wrap up, one of the questions that I always ask all the guests on the show is, what do you feel is the legacy of Rosa T. Beard?
I would say the legacy is the young ladies themselves, the success of each of the young ladies. When a lot of times when they come back and speak, or the women that are a part of the Rosa T. Beard Debutante Club, and they're so successful and they give us such great advice. They give us such great tips about their journey from becoming a debutante and what they're doing now. I believe that's the legacy. That is the ultimate proof that what you all are doing, what we are doing, what they have cultivated, what Miss Rosa Tarver Beard started, is a success in itself, the actual product. So I believe that is the legacy, the recurring legacy at that, because mm-hmm. we have several young women who are coming out of it being presented that are successful and are becoming successful, myself included, because I plan on being successful.
Absolutely.
So I believe that is the legacy. And it's just, you can't beat it. I mean, look at yourself. You have your own podcast. And come on now. What else can we say?
I love that. And on that note, I think we will leave it there. Miss Celeste Corbett, thank you so much.
That's it, y'all. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow us at Telling Her Story Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And if you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe to join us each month for a new episode of the Telling Her Story podcast. Thank you for coming along for the ride. Until next time, be blessed, be a blessing, and in the words of Mrs. Rosa T. Beard, live lovely for excellence.